There I was reading, and still am, Joanne Cleaver's article in the Chicago Tribune. No, you do not need 20%. How Chicago millennials are buying first homes with down payment programs.
Yes.
How are millennials buying homes?
Millennials are buying homes. The funny thing is, I got a call as I was leaving to come here. A gentleman who listens to your show, who's listening right now, calls me with his daughter, Brittany, on the phone, buying her first home, talked to a couple other lenders, and he trusted me more than he trusted the other lenders that she talked to. She's buying a home, $230,000 condo in Lincoln Park, putting down only 5% because her dad said that, and she both of them said, I'd rather have a couple extra bucks in the bank for an emergency or to upgrade some things and not put it on a credit card. So she's getting in 5% down, great credit, and you don't need 20% down. And I'll tell you what the biggest problem that we have, the biggest challenge that we have, and I've got some numbers here, and you asked me this question a couple of months ago when your son was looking, you know, do I have to put 20% down? I'm like, no, you don't have to put 20% down. You can put down as little as 3% down. There's a lot of programs with 3%. If you're a veteran, you could put down zero money down. There's programs through the Illinois Housing Development Authority with that'll give you grants up to $7,500.
So that doesn't mean you should. I mean, if you pay down the principal with a down payment, your monthlies are lower, right?
Correct. Well, there's a yin to that yang. So most people that you're in your listening audience are carrying about $30,000 worth of credit card debt. Okay, and that's just a fact. You go to creditcard.com. That $30,000 with the credit card debt at a 4% minimum monthly payment comes out to $1,200 a month. So I ran some numbers here, right? I had one of my guys run it, Kevin Kochman run it. Buying a $250,000 home, okay, standard home that your listeners buy, 20% down with the 660 credit score. Okay, there's your 20% down. There's no PMI. The payment, because the credit score...
Yeah, and the PMI. Keep going. Okay. That's not a small deal.
Well, hang on there. You know, let me get through this. 660 credit score is going to negatively impact the rate. So with the 660 credit score, 20% down, the interest rate for this borrower today is around 5.25%. Okay? So 5.25. Principal and interest payments, $1,105 a month. And they've got $30,000 worth of credit card, most likely. That's costing them $1,200 a month. Okay? So, in your plan, with these folks out there listening right now, if they put 20% down and carried the $30,000 with credit card debt, their total monthly payment would be $2,305.
$1,100 for the mortgage, $1,200 for the credit card.
Correct. Now, if they do what I'm recommending, what I've been recommending for the past 15, 16 years that I've been originating loans and been on the radio, you put 5% down. You take that extra dough, instead of putting it in the bank, sitting there earning you nothing, while you're paying $1,200 a month on credit card debt, you take that 30 G's and you pay down your credit cards, keep them open, don't shut them down. Your credit score shoots from a 660 to a 640. Your interest rate drops from 5.25.
650 to a 740.
740, my bad. Thank you for correcting me. So your credit scores go from a 660 to a 740. Your interest rate goes from 5.25. What do you think it goes down to?
4.5.
4.375. 5% down. No credit card debt. Yes, you have to pay that disgusting, horrible, terrible PMI. But here's the monthly payment. Your principal and interest payment is $1,186. Your private mortgage insurance is about $93. Your total all-in payment is $1,279. It's a $1,740 difference. Paying off your credit card debt.
Oh, that's combined?
Combined. You're paying $1,278 instead of $2,305. That's a huge difference. So you're putting 20% down going into this with credit card debt. First-time homebuyers, John, have student loan debt.
I guess so. Okay, that all makes sense, David. But, I mean, you've kind of carved out a scenario there that I think supports what you're talking about. Maybe they shouldn't be buying a home at all, and they should just be paying down their debt, get that credit card
sure.
at least bill reduced.
That's always a good option as well. You know, why go into it when you're paying off credit card debt and you're one furnace away, $4,000 or $5,000. If you're buying a home, got to replace a roof. It could be a couple of grand. It could be a $25,000 total tear off. Right. So
well, I wonder what you
watch. You got to be careful.
What would you say then if they came in with that scenario you described? Would you say, you know what, rent for another year, take that $1,200 that you're putting towards the mortgage that you're not going to have,
right?
And just pay down your credit card.
Well, it depends. Do they have a place to live?
Yeah, right. They got to
okay.
pay rent. Then
you got to pay rent. So again, there's not a perfect world for every type of situation. I have people that I just had a gal, a young lady living at home, graduated with like $50,000-$60,000. She's an RN, making some great money because they're paying RNs. They're paying RNs because there's a shortage of nurses, so they're paying RNs very, very well. Lived at home for 3 years, paid off all of her student loan debt. Mom and dad didn't take any money for rent, which enabled her to pay it down.
I'm okay with that.
So she So she's coming into this with zero student loan debt and 5% down for a down payment.
Okay, what about that?
Game on.
She
wants to get out of her parents' basement closer to the hospital that she's working at.
I would stay there another couple of years.
That's you.
Okay. But literally, just financially, wouldn't it be better for her to wait and put 20% down?
I've got I have a soon-to-be 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and 11-year-old at home. Okay? Yours are a little older. I've got three girls. Okay? Whatever I say, they're not listening to me, anything that I say. Okay? And from what I'm told, it doesn't change until they hit maybe their 30s. Okay? So then they start realizing maybe mom and dad have got something.
Smarter than they used to be.
Right. So if you have a job downtown and all your buddies and all your girlfriends and boyfriends are downtown, right? And everybody's moving downtown, have got places, and you don't have debt and you're tired of living at home. I lived in Des Plaines at my parents' house until I saved enough money for a down payment. I'll tell you what, on the weekends, it was kind of difficult because all my buddies were living in Lincoln Park and downtown. But I saved enough money to buy a 2800 North Lakeshore Drive with, I think I put 10% down on a $125,000 condo 20-some years ago. So I put $12,500 down, ran with PMI, took the money that I didn't put down, invested. Here's another angle that people don't realize. We have 3.5 months worth of inventory on the market right now. Big change from what it was 10 years ago when we had 3 years worth of inventory on the market when everything collapsed in 07, 08. So we've done a complete 180, a complete turnaround with homes. So what's happening is the homes that need a little TLC are being put on the market because the inventory's not there. So a lot of people, you just talked to a guy who bought in Northbrook, $575,000 single family ranch house. He's going to put 100 G's into it. Hasn't had any work done on the home in 20 some years. He wanted to be in the neighborhood because he wanted to be close to work and close to his family and friends. Fine. He's a 50 some year old guy buying a $575,000 home, putting down as little as possible so he's got that liquidity to put back into his house to do the renovations that need to be done.
But generally, I mean, if the baseline is you don't have crippling credit card debt, you don't have a $50,000 student loan.
Right.
I mean, the baseline would be come in to minimize PMI, so that's put 20% down.
Sure.
20% down means you're only financing 80%, so to some degree it's going to lower your monthly payments. I mean, that's... There's nothing wrong with that. If you got 100%, put 100% down. Maybe not. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with coming in with 20%.
There's nothing wrong with coming in with 3% either. Right.
Asking you to concede my... I'm just so old school about this, David.
I know. And that's one way to look at it.
Isn't 20% better than 5%?
20% is better than 5% when you don't have any other debt to pay off, when you don't need to do any renovations on your home, right? Because if you put down 20% and have to go to Tom Janke at Builder Supply and put in a new kitchen, right? And you've got to put in countertop sinks and everything else because the kitchen's 20, 25 years old and you want a new kitchen. Is it better to put that $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on a credit card? Or is it better to hold back some of that down payment and take it and go into the edge and have Tom design you a beautiful new kitchen that you don't have to put on a credit card and you can pay cash and your home's value theoretically should go up. So every person's situation is different.
Okay, well, here's what maybe bugs me about this. Bug's not the right word. Just I'm curious and cautious about is if we start to lend people too much money to buy homes with the expectation that the homes are going to get...
Yeah, those days are over.
Okay, well, I don't know, 97% is a lot of money to lend somebody when maybe the house isn't even going to be worth that much in 5 years.
The lending rules today are much stricter and much more constrictive than they were in 07 and 08 when everything went to hell in a handbasket. Right back then, it was a wild west of lending. We don't have that today.
Nobody, are they giving 100% loans, 103% loans?
No, the 103% loans are gone. The only 100% loan... The rural loans, okay, they have rural loans out in rural areas outside of major metropolitan areas that we're doing these rural loans that do 100, and you could finance your closing costs into it. That's just what they do because they want people in the rural areas to buy homes. There's VA loans. The VA loan is the number one performing loan in the marketplace right now, and veterans who have earned the eligibility to use a VA loan have the lowest default rate with zero down than any other mortgage class of loans.
But my
in the
concern
industry.
That we're lending money to people who cannot pay it off.
You don't have to worry about that.
Or whose homes won't appreciate and you're expecting them to appreciate. It's different now.
It's different now. It's okay. Different now because the barriers to get in are a heck of a lot more stringent than they were 10 years ago.
312-981-7200. There was a story in the Tribune the other day. I thought about David. No, you don't need 20%. 312-981-7200. A few more minutes with David Hochberg. We'll do the news. We'll visit with Gloria Allred. Talk about a couple of strange stories in the news. That'll be after 2:30. That'll be at WGNradio.com. She'll be talking to us about representing some of the family members whose victims were whose family members were victims of the Ripper crew. If you need new windows or doors for your home, call the company recommended by Mr. Fix at Lou Manfredini at House Smarts Radio. Call Gilkey Windows. Gilkey manufactures the highest quality vinyl and fiberglass windows in an endless variety of styles and colors. Call Gilkey now for a limited time right now. Buy one and get one 40% off. That's on the fiberglass and vinyl windows and doors, or up to 5 years, no interest financing. Call Gilkey. 888-3-GILKEY, 888-3-GILKEY. We got one more minute. Then we got to stop talking and get into the newsroom and get ready to White Sox baseball.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I got to plug my brother's Nutella. he made my brother's a manager of Nutella on Michigan and Lake, and he's doing private label Nutellas. I've known Ella for like 3 years. I brought one for he made one up for Ella, he made one up for King John and for your lovely wife Brenda.
Yep.
And I've never seen her that excited in the
it's
3 years.
It's a jar of Nutella and then it has your name on the label.
Yes.
Big letters here.
Yeah, King John. It's for weddings, bar mitzvahs, parties. So if you're a party planner or do an event and want the smaller jar, I mean, it's a nice size jar.
So you got to go to the Nutella store on Michigan and Lake?
Or you can, I'll tell you what, here's what you do. If you spell out things, go to Team Hochberg, send me an email if you're interested, and I will on Facebook, or go to David at 56 David and I'll get it to him. Because if you spell Hochberg wrong and you spell Ferrero wrong, he'll never get it. So go to David at 56 David. There's a picture that John's going to post also.
I will.
If you go to 56 David Win, we had the first mortgage winner of the sweepstakes, Leanne
in
Highland Park.
Tonight on the radio, going to announce.
We're going to do the Ask Troy contest. We're going to pick the winner. I'm going to announce the winner between the second and third period of the Blackhawks. They invited me down into the booth. So that's exciting. And also, we added for the renters, 56DavidWinRent.com. So if you rent, you could win a free rent payment. Up to, I believe it was $1,500 or $2,000, but you can't win if you don't register at 56DavidWinRent.com. So the mortgage is 56DavidWin, and the rent is 56DavidWinRent. It doesn't cost anything to enter. And thanks for having me.
Nice to see you, Mr. Hochberg.